Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts,
visit IXL.com/today
while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of The Wow for Monday, September the 16th. And looks like, I don't know how everybody did, but we skated the worst of this Hurricane Francine, I think was the name of it, and really did well. First named storm we've had in 2 years, which is highly unusual. I think 30 years, we've never not had at least a tropical storm hit the coast of Louisiana. So we've been kind of dodging a bullet, and we were all hunkered down and prepared, and therefore Ago and I missed recording. Of course, he did a solo for last Friday, and now I'm going to do – he's on the road, I think, for Parents Weekend at TCU up in Dallas. And so I'm recording Monday's show, I would say alone, but I have Miss Cindy Overton is actually going to help me out today. So it's not just a solo show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Is there an echo in here? All right, y'all. Just we're going to tell y'all about some stories, and no, I won't be doing any gossip and won't be doing any Penn State or any Nittany Lion or whatever today. But we do have some interesting stories, right?
So the Real Housewives we're going to talk about?
You talk about them if you want to.
I'm joking. I'm joking, baby.
That's your shit, not mine. And I get a certain percentage of y'all like that, but it's just me outside of my element and whatever. But so, I mean, hey, you got your stories and I got mine.
I got my stories.
All right. Well, let's rock and roll for the wow for Monday. And look, it's middle of September. It's a little bit cooler outside and it's absolutely favorite time of the year, football season.
It is so beautiful outside. And how about those hummingbirds?
Oh, y'all. So I go outside on the porch. And we got a big wraparound porch on our house. And I saw like four hummingbirds at a thing. And Cindy told me she'd put a feeder up. And I told her, I was going to tell her later on, you need to move that thing like in front of your office window so you could see them. But she had moved it in front of the kitchen window. And they're pretty cool. They're actually, it's pretty cool to watch them. And they just be hanging out and stuff. And I was so proud that she finally found a hobby where she doesn't kill it, which is the plants. I said that last night, and then I got in trouble because she's got two plants that are still alive hanging in
the
window.
Three. Two hanging in the window, and the other one I got for my birthday.
And where is it?
It's the big one.
And where is that?
In the window, but it's not hanging.
Okay.
You haven't seen that big green thing?
How long they live. Your birthday hadn't been that long, but the hummingbirds. I told her, I said, I don't mind watching hummingbirds, but might as well get a deer feeder and put it in the yard so we can watch the deer. And she actually was down with that.
I'm down for that as well.
That would cause deer to be shot off the front porch, and I don't think that's very sporting.
Well, it's better than the side of an air conditioner.
Yeah, but that was in the middle of the woods. That's a story for another day. We were at the cabin many years ago, and I was taking my hunting in the morning to take the midday nap, and WL was young. I forget how old. And he came in, he woke me up. He said, Daddy, look out the window. Mama's ready to shoot a deer. And there was, I had a food plot across the pond from the cabin. And sure, I mean, it was cold. And I looked out the window. She was dressed head to toe in the camouflage and had my big rifle up on the outdoor cooking station. Wasn't on the AC.
It wasn't on the AC.
It was on the wall of the cooking station.
I was so excited. I didn't care where it was.
And you shot and killed, and we ate it.
So we did.
I know that offends a lot of people, but that's the way we eat, right?
That's the way we eat.
At the grocery store. Hey, let's get into some true crime time for Monday. Well, at least my stories will be. I can't promise on Cindy's. I'm going to take you out to, where should I start with? I don't know. Let's see. I hate a dirty fucking cop, and I hate a dirty teacher, preacher, whatever, yeah. Right? So I'm going to take you to a faraway land, and Apollo Carrion Kilibolo was arrested Sunday after a 2-week standoff with police. Now, y'all, this dude was a well-known pastor in the Philippines, and he was arrested on Sunday following a weeks-long standoff, and now the FBI is hoping to extradite him to the United States, where he will face the possibility of life in prison, stemming from, guess what you can guess what the charge is, allegations of sex trafficking and child abuse. Philippines most loved pastor, right?
Yeah.
So, Apollo Carrion Kilibolo, whatever the fuck his name is, was arrested Sunday in the Philippines, and he's 74 years old, y'all. He's the founder of the Kingdom of Jesus Christ Church and reportedly has a long relationship with former Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, dating back to when Duterte was the mayor of Davao City, where Kilibolo's, I'm sure I'm fucking his name up. Fucking, he was a pedophile. That's where his church is. Now, the country's interior secretary says no one is above the law. And they posted that this pedophile's mugshot. They said the standoff, it was between authorities and it's Q-U-I-B-O-L-O-Y, Kibolo Boloy and his followers. They equaled it to the way back to the Branch Davidian standoff in West Texas, right? Where everybody died, most of them died, like 99% of them.
Yes.
But they did kill the police when they showed up, so that's on them. So the standoff with him began on August the 24th, and at points saw him being, I'm just saying him because I can't say his name, saw him, his followers place themselves outside his church as human barricades in an effort to stop roughly 2,000 police officers who surrounded church grounds.
It's more of a cult.
I don't know. I mean,
if your followers are going to.
It is what it is. I guess you, people believe what they believe. I'm not getting shot for a fucking pedophile. But he is allegedly known to his follower as the pointed son of God. So they think he's Jesus, I guess. Mm-hmm. And is accused of using his church to run a sex trafficking operation that coerced young women, including minors, into performing sexual acts for him by threatening them with eternal damnation.
Jeez.
Yeah. So he goes, if they didn't comply, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's y'all is then an indictment against him, right? The pastor who broadcasts his church proceedings throughout the Philippines has also been arrested. Well, he's been on the FBI's most wanted list since federal authorities in the U.S. issued a warrant for his arrest in November of 2021, so 3 years ago. The FBI has accused Kilboy of participating in labor trafficking, accusing the pastor of sending followers to the U.S. Via fraudulently obtained visas and forcing them to solicit donations for a bogus charity. The donations, the FBI says, were actually used to finance church operations and the lavish lifestyle of its leaders. And this is all on the FBI's most wanted poster. The FBI also accused Kilboy and his church of recruiting women to work as personal assistants called pastorals and to serve the pastor, according to the poster. The FBI says the women were giving shifts called the night duty, in which victims prepared his meals, cleaned his residence, gave him massages, and were required to have sex with Kilboy. According to the indictment, the women recruited to be pastorals ranged from 12 to 25 years old. The women were also reportedly forced to write commitment letters in which they pledged their lives to Kilboy as the appointed son of God, right? Now, Kilboy was officially indicted in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California in November 2021 for conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion, and sex trafficking of children, sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion, conspiracy, and bulk cash smuggling. I'm pretty sure he's not the son of God if he's doing all that. No. According to the NPR, Kilboy could face life in prison if he's brought to the U.S. to face the federal charges against him. But he's got a shitload of charges locally in Davao City. And whatever, fuck him. That's crazy. And people just get so sucked into that stuff. And they let their 12-year-old kids sign commitment letters to this asshole and just do what you will. But he might be a master manipulator. I don't know.
I would say that he has to be, but how many, he can't be the only one getting charged.
Maybe I don't know that. That's the only one I have in the story.
I got
2,000 people. No, it was cops. And I'm sure other people are going to be charged. And I'm sure they're going to break the cycle, the mental cycle that he had him under. He's not the son of God. He's in handcuffs and he's being a little bitch.
Yeah.
And, everybody else tell us all the shit that he did to you. And, you can't reverse psychological damage, but they'll try to get him to open up and build a hell of a federal case. And this dude, who knows? Maybe he'll go poof from the cell. Disappear.
Honestly, it makes me kind of sick to my stomach.
Tell you what, I don't care what being you believe in. Me, I believe in Jesus. And I believe Jesus be flipping tables up in that temple.
Yes.
And he got a special place in hell. He better find him some Jesus. Say
for sure.
But that's on him. Tell us what you got.
Well, and keeping with the same theme, I guess I'm going to go to Harvey Weinstein.
Some sexual abuse is a theme.
Yes. Well, for just staying on target, like on theme. Yeah.
Oh God.
I mean, within true crime, there's many different.
You don't have to explain yourself.
Okay. So, what?
Nothing good.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything good.
The form.
Come on. We're going to be here all day if you don't get to business.
You need to grow up.
If you don't give a damn, go ahead with your theme of sexual abuse, y'all.
Well, unfortunately, it is a theme. The former Hollywood mogul faces a retrial on sexual assault and rape charges after an appeals court overturned his 2020 conviction in April. Again, I'm talking about Harry Weinstein.
Harvey.
See, I mean, when you mentioned him to me today, I didn't even know.
If you're going to get your theme straight, get the first name straight, even though I mispronounce every name.
Right. Well, because you said Weinstein.
I did not. I said Weinstein.
No, you did not.
Oh, my God. We're not going to argue on the radio. I know what I said. Go ahead. You never heard of him.
I know. Yeah. So, Harvey has been indicted by a grand jury on new charges in New York, prosecutors said Thursday, September 12th, in the Manhattan Supreme Court. Weinstein did not appear in court because he is still recovering in the hospital from heart surgery earlier this week. His attorneys attended the hearing where prosecutors announced that a grand jury indicted Weinstein on the additional charges. Weinstein, 72, will be arraigned on the additional charges, which are allegations from three alleged victims, at a later date. The new allegations against him encompass three sexual assaults in New York City. The additional charges are under seal, according to the news. A grand jury has been convened to hear the alleged victims who had come forward and new accusations. It's weird how there's new accusations as more victims are coming forward.
Yeah, that's what happens in every criminal case, unbeknownst to some people.
Yeah. With new accusations against the disgraced former Hollywood studio head. Prosecutors said they will file a motion to consolidate all of the indictments related to this case. On Monday, September 9th, Weinstein underwent emergency heart surgery at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. The night before, he was transferred from New York City's Rikers Island, where he had been jailed since the 2020 rape conviction was overturned in April. And we can confirm that he had a procedure and surgery on his heart today. Okay. However, we cannot.
Payers paid for.
Right. He underwent pericardiocentesis surgery.
Nobody cares.
I know. Relieved and it alleviated a massive amount of fluid on his lung and heart.
Nobody cares.
So basically, he has more charges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know who he is now? Did you happen to look him up?
Yeah, I did. But I don't really care.
Yeah. He's a famous Hollywood mogul who
did some major
all these actors stuff. You want the part in the movie, you have sex with me, which is basically forceful rape.
Yeah,
he's a piece of shit, multi millions and whatever, and he finally got caught. I think he was like the part of the whole Me Too movement. I don't even know what that
he literally means. Started the Me Too movement. I did read that.
Oh, that would have been more interesting than him having a heart attack.
Well,
I'm just fucking with you.
I know you are, and he's taken up too much of our time already. He's not worth it.
He really, really has, and fuck him. So let's go back to prison, keeping the same theme.
Yeah.
But listen to this shit now. This is better than winning a Powerball or whatever. The wife of an inmate in a California prison will receive $5.6 million
yes.
after being sexually violated during a strip search when she tried to visit her husband. After traveling 4 hours to see her husband at a correctional facility in Tehachapi, California, Christina Cardenas was subject to a strip search by prison officials. Drug and pregnancy tests, x-ray and CT scans at a hospital, and another strip search by a male doctor who sexually violated her. This is all according to a lawsuit. I'm just telling you what the lawsuit says. You see, you're sitting there looking at me and slapping my jaw over her mouth.
Everywhere. Yeah.
All right. My motivation in pursuing this lawsuit was to ensure that others do not have to endure the same egregious offenses that I experienced, Cardina said. Of the $5.6 million settlement, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation will pay $3.6 million, and the rest will be paid by the other defendants, which include two correctional officers, never going to see a penny of that, and a doctor at the Adventist Health Tehachapi, however you say it, Valley Hospital. And that's their insurance company. They're paying that. The prison officials conducted their searches on the basis of a warrant, which said a strip search could only be conducted if an x-ray found any foreign objects that could be contraband inside of Cardenas' body. Now, however, neither the x-ray or CT scan found any such evidence. But you, come on, this is according to Cardenas' lawyers that won this $5.6 million suit.
Right.
She was also put in handcuffs in a humiliating perp walk while being taken to and from the hospital and denied water or use of the bathroom during the majority of the search process. Boy, I can hear Karen Ortolano screaming in the microphone now. y'all, Mama Karen was the matron until she retired for the parish prison. So she dealt specifically with the females.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to the story. She was told she had to pay for the hospital services and later received invoices for a combined total of more than $5,000. Despite no contraband being found in any of her belongings or her body. And Cardenas was denied her visit with her inmate husband. Now, one of the prison officials asked her, "Why do you visit, Christina? You don't have to visit. It's a choice. And this is part of visiting." And this is according to Cardenas. "We believe the unknown officer's statement was a form of intimidation used to dismiss Christina's right to visit her lawful husband during the course of his incarceration." Oh, guess who her attorney is? Gloria Allred. Same one that is for Amber Fry in the Scott Peterson case.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's why she got $5.6 million. But Cardenas also had to undergo a strip search during a previous visit to marry her husband and continued to experience difficulties during her visits to him, though not to the same extent as the September 6, 2019 incident. And her husband remains in custody today. All right. So let me tell you this. Females, you are subject, big ass sign. So you're subject to search and then strip search or whatever. They can get it, you know, get warrants. You got to visit somebody. I mean, one of the major ways besides correctional officers that shit gets in prisons is people on visitation, right? Yeah. They've had it in all kinds of places.
Right.
But anyway, the settlement also requires the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to distribute a policy memorandum to employees that better protects the rights of visitors who have to undergo strip searches. This includes ensuring the search warrant is read and understood by the visitor. Well, they're not lawyers. And that the visitor receives a copy of the warrant, that the scope of the warrant is read and understood by everyone involved. The scope of the warrant is not exceeded. What they mean by that, y'all, when you write a search warrant for anything, if I write a search warrant for your house and I'm looking for a pound of crystal meth, then I can't
find cocaine.
No, yeah, you can.
Okay,
you don't know what to talk about. Listen, I'm education. That's exactly why I'm telling this part. So let's change that. They say you're going in to look for a small penknife that was used in a murder, right? That's just so you're going in to look for that item. You can't search areas and shit that's not reasonable for the item that you're searching for. The scope of your search has to be limited. You can't just go in and tear down fucking walls and do whatever, unless that's your information is inside the walls. Mm-hmm. And so on anybody that goes to prison to visit, when they're subject to these searches, certainly if they scan them and do whatever and they can see something, then they can write a search warrant for it. And we are specifically targeting what's showing up that it's inside your vagina or whatever. And we're going to get this shit. And basically you're here, you're being detained until we get it and we get you to the medical facility and they do it. So she was subject to it. I don't know. Maybe they thought she,
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month. And that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
They had some information or whatever on it. I don't know the deal, but old Gloria, or however the fuck you say her name, she's been the attorney for every high profile female for the last 40 fucking years.
Yeah.
Including some of my clients that she went up against and lost.
Oh.
And I'm not going to tell you the name. He's a professional football player.
I know who you're talking about. All right.
So anyway, hey, if you're going to smuggle stuff in your coochie into prison, they're going to search you.
When you were reading that, I was just thinking, I mean, they're not going to just do this just because.
Right. No, well, listen to this. I'll tell you one recently I'm not even going to say his name. He was a warden in a prison. Mm-hmm. Actually, didn't go. And they stopped an 82-year-old lady that was coming in, and she had like a pound of weed hidden up her business, right? 82 years old. And this warden said, her son is a piece of shit. He's already got multiple life sentences mm-hmm. and whatever. And they talked to her and were like, you know, just tell us it's your son's shit and we'll let you get it. They want to raise an 82-year-old lady.
Right.
And she wouldn't say anything. So they go to him and they told him and said, hey, just you go ahead and claim ownership of the weed. This motherfucker's got life sentences. He's right. Going to get another 10 years, right? He's going to die in Angola anyway. And that's kind of what kind of shitbag he is. They told him and said, you tell us it's your dope and we'll let your mama go. You know what he said? He said, mama got problems.
Oh, my.
That is the true fucking story. And he actually, that ex-warden just told me that last weekend when we were dove hunting up in Clinton.
Oh my gosh. He said,
my mother said, mama got problems.
Oh my god.
It wouldn't take another 10 years on a multiple life sentence.
Yeah. To save.
Yeah, but anyway, look, you're subject to search. And just like on the State versus Scott Peterson case that I've been doing in this week, and we're really, really getting to the meat of the trial stuff and the actual jury selection and all the stuff that's scorched. But one of the deals was the jailhouse phone call when one of the guys was allegedly at the scene of the Medina house when they were robbing it, and Lacey came over and confronted them, and the van was there and whatever. And the guy's like, shut the fuck up. You know, the jailhouse phone, right? Yeah. That lieutenant reports it, and it never got looked into, and magically the tape got lost. So scorched, y'all. I tell it on the State versus Peterson. It's not like all these bullshit documentaries you see. The work has been done. Mm-hmm. It is volumes and volumes of things that you got. And look, I tell it from both sides. I tell it from Peterson's side where he screwed up, and I tell it from the cops and the DA side where they screwed up.
Yeah.
It's one of the, and it didn't have to be. It's one of the greatest tragedies of justice. But it didn't have to be.
Yeah, you don't have to be telling this story. You know. Yeah,
right. All right, you go ahead.
All right, so a wrongful death settlement doesn't end an investigation into a toddler's, the disappearance from the father's home in Maine, where blood was found more than a decade ago. Trista Reynolds, who is the mother of Isla Reynolds, reached a settlement that brought her civil lawsuit against the girl's father, Justin DiPierto, and his sister and mother to a conclusion last month. Terms were not disclosed. But that doesn't change the status of the criminal investigation. The investigation is still active, and detectives continue to follow up on any and all leads. A 911 call in December of 2011 alerted police that Isla was not in her bed, triggering what became the state's largest and most expansive criminal investigation. The disappearance prompted a massive search by Waterville, Maine, and state police, game wardens, and FBI agents who canvassed neighborhoods and lowered several streams. A judge declared her legally dead in 2017. Justin has maintained his innocence, but investigators cast doubt on his claim that she was abducted. His sister, who was with him in the home on the night she disappeared, they placed doubt on her as well, and the mother.
How old was she?
They don't have a date, an age of the sister. When the little girl disappeared, she was 22 months old. Blonde and blue-eyed, and was wearing pajamas with the words Daddy's Princess on the front.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. One of her arms was broken and in a soft cast. That's really scary. I mean, I don't know the details of how she broke her arm, but that makes me question, how many cases did you have where there was some, a smaller event happened before there was a larger event, like abuse, like that.
Probably every one of them.
When the civil lawsuit was announced in 2018, lawyers for Trista Reynolds said part of her goal was to learn more details about the case through the process. Reynolds, so
what they're doing there is a civil case doesn't hold you to the same strict standards that a criminal case does, and so really it's kind of like a fishing expedition. It's not like they're going to get millions of dollars from this dude.
Right. Reynolds said at a news conference, Justin, whose last known vacation was in California, must tell the truth.
That's during the depositions.
She said, you can't hide from this forever. And the three.
I'm pretty sure he can.
Yeah. The three of the mother, the son, and the sister were sued for wrongful death, pain and suffering, and interference with the body.
Who sued them?
I'm assuming it was the mom. But, I'm just reading this report that I was given.
If it's the state of Maine or wherever they're at, then they were using it just to try to force them to make some kind of admission to depositions, which they can't do on the criminal side. Ask OJ.
Right. Justin was also charged with breach of his parental duty to protect his daughter.
Y'all from Maine, let us know. Yeah. Is that Maine, you said?
Yeah.
Y'all from Maine, let us know. Let us know when what the scoop is on that. It sounds pretty bad.
Pretty yucky.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, it's not hard to get rid of a 22-year-old. Whether you sell it or you kill it and hide it.
Yeah.
And then for all of them to be in it there and nobody to say a word, I don't know about that. That's it's interesting. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible that baby's gone. The best case scenario is that she is indeed in the care of someone, was sold into a happy family that will take care of her, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me tell you a joyful, joyful story. You're going to love this. Love, love, love it. I know how you feel about cats, right?
I just do not like them at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way and kill them or anything. I don't want one in my house.
No.
But certainly there's tons of great cat lovers out there, and great cats make people happy every day. Mm-hmm. Except for this one lady I'm about to tell you about. She's 27 years old, and she was arrested by police in Ohio for allegedly killing a cat and eating the animal. Ooh, I know. Oh. According to court records filed in Stark County, Alexis Talia Farrell of Canton is charged with injuring animals, prohibitions concerning companion animals, and disorderly conduct. Close your ears if you get offended, because this shit's bad. Investigators with Canton Police Department said Farrell killed the cat by stomping on its head. She then went on to eat the cat in a residential area in front of multiple people, right? But this is at a housing complex, y'all. So of course, people freaked out and they call the cops and they come in and they arrest her ass. I'm pretty sure this motherfucker's going for the insanity defense.
I would say she'll get it.
And this is a picture of her so you can see what she looks like.
Oh.
She just decided to stomp on the cat's head and then eat it. I didn't say she even cooked it.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah,
she got to be a little cray-cray. Right. In the business, we call that a 1-3-M, a mental case. I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't like fucking cats. But
so she's going to eat it?
I don't know. That is literally all I have to say on that story. But I just thought this woman stomping on a cat and eating in front of a whole bunch of people, that's never going to go over well. And it just doesn't, I don't understand how you think you're going to get away with that. There you have it.
I mean,
for the record, we don't eat cats.
Right. That's exactly what I was fixing to say. We truly believe in sourcing your own meat in an ethical way. Not cats.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to stick with the same theme.
Whatever you want to call it.
With a crushing of a face. A Pennsylvania man was sentenced after murdering his mom in a brutal beating that caved in her face.
Nice.
Eric Michael Watkins pleaded guilty to third-degree murder and tearfully apologized to the court.
I bet he did.
A Pennsylvania man, Eric Watkins, has been sentenced to prison for the brutal murder of his mother in 2020. Eric pleaded guilty to third-degree murder on the morning of Tuesday, September 3rd, in connection with the death of his mother, Patricia Watkins, who was 60, at her home at Sugar Notch, Pennsylvania, on December 13th, 2020. Watkins, 43, was sentenced up to 40 years in prison with time served. Authorities say Watkins killed his mother shortly after moving back into the family's home with his mother and his stepbrother. Watkins reportedly told police that he had smoked marijuana before going to bed and that he began hearing voices, when suddenly a higher power urged him to kill his mother.
Maybe it was a pastor from the Philippines.
Maybe so. Soon after, Watkins' stepbrother brother found him beating his mother in the face after hearing a loud bang inside the home. Watkins allegedly yelled, "She is dead. My mom is dead. I killed her," when police arrived on the scene. Officers found Patricia dead in the bathtub. Investigators wrote in a criminal complaint that her face had been caved in from the son's attack. I would like to start by saying, "I am sorry to my family," Watkins told the courtroom. "I'm extremely remorseful. No words can define how terrible I feel. I loved my mother. I love my family, and I'm sorry.
This is right before he gets sentenced.
I am so sorry." He added, "I was suffering from substance abuse and mental health disorders. I thought what I took to be Xanax, and it sent me into a whirlwind."
Thought he was smoking weed.
Exactly. "Made me hallucinate, have delusions, things that I cannot describe. I have lost everything because of drugs. Words cannot describe how bad I feel."
And he's saying all this right before the judge hands down a sentence. Did you see the court case last week where the guy was in there? He's all remorseful and shit like this to the judge. And then she hands him down like a 40-year sentence and he jumps the bench and fucking tried to kill her.
Oh, my.
After, but he was all nice before she gave him a sentence.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you fucking lying. And this motherfucker's lying. He's doing it for two reasons. One, he's hoping the judge is going to have some mercy. And two, he knows he's going to prison where everybody has a mama and 99.9% of them love him.
Right.
Their moms.
Right.
Right. So there you have it. And I don't know. Well, let's just stay on the joy for the day because we're going out to the great state of Alabama.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I love us from Alabama, right? But this one is fucking bizarre. So this dude, Benito Morales Guzman.
I love that you always get.
Who's 41, was, they found him last month, but he wasn't lost. When they found him, he was dismembered. And this led to dismember, like, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, okay. I know what that means.
And he's looking at me with that slack jaw. So they found him dismembered last month, and it led to a murder charge against his girlfriend, Joselina Elizabeth Lopez. All right? Mm-hmm. So she's from Alabama, and she's been arrested in connection with the decapitated body of her boyfriend found in a car at their home last month.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? The authorities found the dismembered and decapitated body of Benito Morales Guzman, 41, at a Slocum, Alabama home on Tuesday, August the 27th. And this is according to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. Yeah, that's kind of like the state police in Louisiana. The Geneva County coroner confirmed the identity of the victim, further noting that Guzman was found, again, we already told you this, beheaded and completely dismembered. So that means not only did you cut your head off, you cut your arms off.
Yeah.
Probably, just say they cut arms and legs. This could be they cut it.
I mean,
if I'm going to cut you up, I'm going to cut you up in a million pieces.
Yeah, but you're not going to keep them all together.
No. Well, maybe she didn't get away with it. Yeah, stay tuned.
Okay.
Damn, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
No, you shouldn't have.
Well, they ain't find you anyway.
No.
All right, so.
I'll be smoked.
Yeah, but listen, this shame on you for laughing when I'm talking about this guy being dismembered. Thursday, August 29th, the agency announced the press statement that they arrested 26-year-old Joselina Elizabeth Lopez on a murder charge. Blah, blah, blah. And they responded to the home after Guzman's co-worker notified the sheriff's office because he had not shown up for work. And when they arrived at the home, they smelled a strong odor of decomposition from a car and saw several garbage bags in the vehicle.
This
all on the arrest warrant, child. They found Guzman's remains mutilated into multiple pieces across several bags in the car, along with an electric chainsaw, knives, and cleaning supplies. And this is all according to court records.
Oh,
the chainsaw found in the vehicle still had human flesh on it. They also found blood on a box of baby formula in the diaper bag.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right? So and the couple share a 4-year-old child.
Wow.
Prosecutors and investigators suspect that child, who has autism and unspecified disabilities, was present during the killing.
Oh.
Now, Guzman claimed during a court appearance that she was acting in self-defense. Motherfucker, please.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You kill a motherfucker in self-defense, you call the cops. You shoot them or stab them with a knife. You don't mutilate their body.
No.
She's full of shit, and she has no bond. Again, come on, man. I guess that has to be the dumbest fucking act of self-defense. I guess I like that lady who ate the cat. Oh, I stomped his head and ate it in self-defense.
Yeah. But or
Guzman did it, and God, I don't know. That baby. Lisa will go to a good home.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And then, but cut him all to pieces and didn't get rid of the shit, evidently. Decomposing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That doesn't make for the best catfish bait.
Oh, my.
I'm serious. That's what I was thinking about doing the E.
I just, stop.
If I do that, then nobody would find it. You know how you used to catfish with me on the running 50
I
hooks
I did
a line.
Run those lines with you.
If I cut you up and put you out on those 50 hooks, it'd be gone in an hour or two in the peak catfish season.
Yeah. I'll catch some good catfish too.
I don't know.
Then you only got one of me, and you'll never have a better season.
I'm gonna let them go there because I don't want to have to clean them. And in case they have pieces of you inside their guts, and then that's evidence.
I would have made them the best tasting catfish you've ever had.
Somebody else is gonna catch them because I'm gonna get them on the line after they eat your shit, and then I'm gonna turn them loose so they can swim and be free. Just fucking with y'all. It's not, you know, murder is not a funny thing.
It's definitely not.
These are a bunch of good, horrible stories today. If you can say that, good, horrible stories are a theme that's now going to be the key word for Cindy.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming on today and splitting the airtime with me.
I would like to say thanks for having me, but I'm actually sick to my stomach right now. So, you know.
Well, just don't take it out of me.
I won't.
Then we're good.
You're the one that has all these theories and methods of getting rid of me. So
I do have that for everybody I meet.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's not a,
inside the brain of Woody Overton.
I love all the lifers.
You're right. Yeah. I'm a lifer.
It's true. No, I'm just fucking with you. But, you know, if you're going to do it, but prisons are full of dummies. I mean,
they are.
Just don't do it. If you're going to kill a cat and eat it, don't do it in front of an apartment complex. And if you're going to kill your man and chainsaw him up and cut him up in all those bags, I mean, that takes a lot of time.
But
you know how long it takes for me to clean a hog, which I got brucellosis from, or a deer, or whatever. And even though I have it down to the science, it still takes a moment.
Well, I would assume it took her lots of moments, but
how many times do you think she had to charge the electric chainsaw?
That's what I was thinking, literally. And then what? It was at a house because they were in a garage, so nobody else smelled it. Like,
I don't know. A Guzman didn't show up to work, and that's it.
That's really
the
sad.
That story.
Yeah.
So, look, this is going to conclude this episode of WOW. Thank you, Cindy Overton, for co-hosting, and I appreciate it. And y'all, Mike and I, we'll record again next Thursday. And yes, the WOW is different than Real Life Real Crime, Real Life Real Crime Daily. And then maybe people send me messages and stuff, and some things are just outside of my control at this time. But it's just going to change, and it's all for the better. Life marches on, and things happen, and we'll let you know about the appropriate time.
Definitely.
All right.
Thank y'all.
So that's it. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. I got nothing else.
No. Well, if we have any new listeners, we are pushing out some TikToks, and we're going to have some really good TikToks coming out.
Oh, my God. Yes,
yeah.
Y'all.
I'm putting Woody to work.
A new realm. Yeah, actually.
It's different work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have to shave and shit and wear decent clothes. brush my hair.
Yeah. Maybe change.
Put on a ball hat. Anyway, all right, that's it.
Okay.
We're out. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. We will see you on Real Life Real Crime Daily tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace.